Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? I hope you're having a happy Sunday and I'm so glad that you took time to listen to the show this evening. I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. First, I'd like to give you our call-in number, which is area code 347-324-3295. Once again, area code 347-324-3295. Now, our email address, for those of you who would prefer to email instead of call, is D as in Donna, Manners, plural, dmanners@bellsouth.net, dmanners@bellsouth.net, or info@pagesetiquette.com. Now, I'm the owner of Pages Etiquette Seminars, which is a company that specializes in personal as well as professional development training. I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway, which is a book about manners for children, but of course grown-ups can read it too, as well as What is Executive Etiquette Anyway, key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Now, these books, as well as our affirmation line of products, may all be purchased on the website, and the web address is www.pagesetiquette.com. That's www.pagesetiquette, that's PAIGESETIQUETTE.com, pagesetiquette.com. Now, for the new listeners that are joining us this evening, I'd always like to begin the show by just talking a little bit about the origin of the word etiquette. Now, etiquette is actually a fancy word for manners, and the word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Now, it later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And, of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. Now, the word etiquette actually is frequently mispronounced, being called etiquette. I don't know how many of you have heard the word etiquette. And that's simply because it's E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, and of course, yes, the Q normally does make the Q or Q sound. Now, since we said that the word etiquette comes from a French word meaning ticket, saying the word slowly, you will actually hear yourself say ticket, so etiquette. So, therefore, that's why the Q actually adopts the K sound, so no longer shall the word etiquette be mispronounced and called etiquette, okay? And so just think you'll never have to mispronounce the word again. And I always say, of course, if you have good etiquette, you hold the ticket to society. And I'm sure that we would all certainly like to hold the ticket to society. Now, once again, welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? It's the talk show version. And, of course, the major purpose for hosting this show is to help the world, to help to make the world a polite place to live, which includes teaching and encouraging others how to be considerate and courteous in every situation. And, of course, it's just simply nice to be nice. Now, today's topic is etiquette pet peeves. When it comes to rude behavior, what gets on your nerves? And I'm sure all of you out there have a list of things that you could talk about tonight. Now, of course, some of the past topics we've discussed are restaurant etiquette, shopping, customer service. Of course, we had a show about it's not what you say, it's how you say it, as well as etiquette in the supermarket, or we found out lack thereof. Now, again, our call-in number is 347-324-3295. I'm going to go to our first caller, and I believe on the line we have Denise. Denise, can you hear me?
You.
Hello, Denise, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, you're our first caller this evening. If you want, well, first of all, welcome to the show, and if you would, just tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Denise Harding. I am calling from Lithonia, Georgia.
Okay, well, welcome, and you've called us before, and I thank you so much for calling the show. Etiquette pet peeves. Now, I know you probably have a whole long list, but let's see where we can start.
Actually, I do. And I think one of the ones that bothers me more than anything is to be at the movies, in the actual movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And people are either talking while the movie is going and or telling you what the next thing is, what's going to happen next in the movie, talking out loud. And I think it's rude. I think it is also, it's just one of those things that, you know, when I go to the movies, I want to enjoy the movie. I want to look at it for what it is for myself and not have anybody tell me the movie. So I feel that that is very rude.
Sure, that is rude. And I kind of laugh about that because my son would tease me when we were home watching TV sometimes. And sometimes I would talk back to the character, so I'm a little guilty of that. So I actually stopped because when he brought it to my attention, I did stop. So hopefully you are bringing, this is a great subject, you're bringing this subject matter to the attention of a lot of people that go to movies. And hopefully they'll be convicted like I was when my son was telling me, wow, can we hear the movie? But we would be at home, watching TV.
Of course. And I know there are a lot of people, Donna, who talk back to the movie when they're watching it. Like somebody in the movie is going to hear them say, don't do that, don't do that. Don't open that door, you know.
Right.
That's kind of funny. But to actually talk about what is going to happen next, I think that bothers me more than anything. So.
Right, sure. Well, that is funny. Well, it's not really, really funny, but I find it comical because I had to deal with that and I had to, be straightened out about that at home. But I don't do that anymore because once he brought that to my attention, no matter how much I try to talk back to the movie, I don't do it anymore. Now, if I'm here by myself, I go for it. Okay, I'll be honest with you. But I thank you so much for sharing. Let's pull another caller on, Denise. Can you stay with us for a minute?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, all right, let's see. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
You talk.
Okay, hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, caller. Welcome, welcome. How are you? Can you hear me? Caller, can you hear me?
Cheryl, Donna?
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. Hi there.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Can you tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from?
I am calling from Seattle, Washington.
And what is your name?
Lori Brookin.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm fine.
Right. We are talking
how are you?
About, I'm doing well, thank you. We are talking about etiquette pet peeves. What are some of the things that get on your nerves? Do you have any you would like to share with us?
Oh, wow, caught me off guard. I'm not sure.
Would you like me to come back? Would you like me to come back to you?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay, all right. Just stand by, okay? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
How are you? Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Could you tell everyone who you are and where you're calling from?
This is Elaine Johnson. I'm calling from Ann Arbor, Massachusetts.
All right. Welcome. And, of course, I'm sure you've heard that we're talking about etiquette pet peeves, things that get on your nerves.
Yes, I have.
What would you like to share with us?
Well, it's not covering your sneeze.
Elaborate on that for us.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the supermarket or you can be in the doctor's office or just walking in a car to someplace and people will sneeze. And, you know, sneezes, I don't know, go inches if not feet, and they don't cover their mouth. They just go, achoo. And, you know, sometimes you can't turn and go the other way, and that's one way of spreading germs.
That's a good one.
So that's my pet peeve. Well, that's one of my pet peeves.
Right.
Covering your cough is just as bad.
Cough,
You know, not covering your cough. You know, they do have masks in the doctor's office for if you have a cough to cover your cough, but there's nothing to cover your sneeze.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, it's just to protect the public. There's lots of stuff going around, and you need to cover your sneeze.
Sure, that's a great, that's a very, very good point. And I'm with you on that, and especially with coughing, especially during cold and flu season, people are just hacking and coughing, and, you know, I'm thinking, can you please cover up your mouth?
Yes.
You know, I am certainly with you on that. I appreciate you sharing that. Anything else you can, with just burning inside you, you'd like to? Another one, maybe.
Another one? let's see. I have to think about that one. Let's see.
That's
you
fine.
Put me on hold and come back to me?
I can certainly do that. Sure. Okay? Stand by, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hello? Hello,
Paul. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
How are you doing? Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway?
Well, thank you.
Great. If you would, tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, my name is Desmond, calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, welcome. Welcome. And, of course, I'm sure you've been listening to the Pet Peeve Show.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Been very interesting.
Okay, great. What would you like to contribute? What are some of your pet peeves?
Well, one of my pet peeves is blowing your nose at the table in a restaurant. You know, I think that is very rude. I don't know, Donna. What do you think that you would? What someone should do in a situation like that? What should they do?
Actually, if you really feel that you have to really blow your nose, especially if you're suffering, if you have a cold or if you have, you know you have terrible allergies. And generally, we have a few seconds and we can kind of feel it coming. The best thing to do is to get up and go to the restroom, especially if you have one of those, you know, huge, I'm like, oh, my goodness. You know, the ones that, you know, accompany by sound effects? You know, you really should get up and go to the restroom. Just excuse yourself for the table, and they'll be more than happy to excuse you to go and do that. Now, in the event that you have to sneeze, oftentimes sneezes will kind of just catch you off guard. The best thing you can do is to take your napkin and by all means turn away from the table and cover your face. I don't know if you were listening, but we just were talking about also about sneezing. And it's so important to cover, you know, to cover your mouth when you do that and to certainly, especially if you are at a table eating, that is such a turn off and an appetite depressant. Okay, to watch watch somebody just blow their nose at the table. So that would certainly be the best thing to do.
Okay, I have another one. you know, when you go to the movies, you like to sometimes just be able to relax and enjoy the movie. And I know that some people don't have babysitters or something like it, but I have a pet peeve about people bringing their kids to a movie and the kids just start screaming and hollering and crying, and then they don't do anything about it. They just sit there and let the baby cry while we're trying to enjoy the movie. That's another pet peeve of mine.
Yes, that's a great one. And I think, I don't know if Denise is still on. I believe Denise is still
Yes, I am. I do agree with you.
Is that one of yours, too?
Yes. Well, I was actually thinking earlier about how people talk in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when they talk and talk about what's going to happen next. You know,
okay.
You're there, you're trying to enjoy it, you want to enjoy every minute of it as well. They've already seen it, but they come back with someone else and they start talking about,
right.
Oh, look at this, this is what's going to happen next, you know,
yeah.
That kind of thing. And they're loud where everyone can hear them.
And
so
right.
I agree about the babies crying as well.
Yes, it's very annoying.
That is, and really that's just annoying. And you would bring up the movies. See, probably a lot of people would think if you're going to the movies, that's okay to take your babies, you know, because they may think, well, if I'm going to, say, a play or a concert or something, then I won't take the baby. But movies, that's a very good thought, Desmond, as well. And anytime that happens, if you do take, you have to take a child with you to the movies, it is very important. If that child starts crying, it is very, very important to just get up and take that child outside until they have, regained their composure. That is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, etiquette lady, I would also like to say that if you bring a child, I would think that you'd want to be close to the exit. You know, because it's a quick out, and you wouldn't have to worry about going through people. Excuse me. You know,
right.
You could just. Be right there by the exit, go out and take care of your baby's business or whatever. And then when they regain their composure, bring them right in, and you're still right there by the exit so that you can still make a quick exit if something starts happening again.
Right. That is absolutely correct. And that's great, Des. I think, is this Des Andrews, are you the one that just started your, didn't you just start a sports talk radio show? Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Just started a sports talk with Des.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and give out that information? I'd love to have people listen to you as well. If you would go ahead and give out your website and your phone number, and just let us know when you when you're on. And certainly want you to do that before we go to our next caller.
Okay, I'd definitely like to do that. It's www.blogtalkradio.com /sports/talk/with/Des. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/sports/talk/with/Des. I'm on 6:00 p.m. on Saturday. So if you are interested in listening to sports, we talk basketball, football, boxing, any sports issues that's going on at the current time. And my call-in number is 347-996-3619. So if you're interested in sports or your husband or boyfriend is interested in sports, join me. I'm on every Saturday at 6:00.
Great, Desmond. And, of course, they can certainly go to your website and get your number as well. So thank you so much for calling. And we have several callers on the line. Thank you so much for calling. And certainly do call us again, okay?
I sure will.
Have a wonderful evening, okay?
All right, you too.
Bye now. Okay, let's go to our next caller, our switchboard is really lit up here. Let's see. Let me try to call. Let's go to line. Let's try to pull in line three. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Caller, can you hear me?
That line.
Okay, we're going to go to another caller. Hello? Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Could you tell everyone your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Reginald, calling from Atlanta.
Okay, wonderful, Reginald. We are talking about etiquette pet peeves. What would you like to share with us?
But one thing, etiquette, talking on cell phones when you're in the grocery line. Can't stand it. I can't stand it. Or if you're in any line and people will just stay on the cell phone, they're doing a transaction, they will just hang on the cell phone. And one thing, I just can't figure out how they can hold a cell phone on their neck and still talk and then handle a transaction. That's one of my main pet peeves. I just can't stand it.
Right. That is a good one. And we talked about that. We talked about that actually. We did a segment called Etiquette in the Supermarket, and we certainly talked about that, how it's very rude, and it's so important to, when you get to the cashier, to make sure that you disconnect your call or put them on hold or something so that you can give the cashier your full attention. Oftentimes, the cashier may say something to you, especially if you're signing a transaction and you don't hear. And I had spoken with a couple of supermarket people that had said, you know, oftentimes people get very rude and they get adamant with them because they didn't hear what they said, so they kind of go off because they missed, you know, their direction. So that, thank you so much for sharing that. I appreciate that.
Well, and also, I do have the pet peeve about the children in the movie theater, too.
Yeah. But it was yes, that was a great time. That was a great comment. Oftentimes people don't think about that. I guess they think it's dark in there, so nobody will
The older that. Children, what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The
oh,
teenagers.
Okay. Oh, that's a whole other show, isn't
it? The babies.
Yeah, and see, that's why we're doing this show, to make people very conscious and, you know, cognizant
right.
of these types of things. But thank you so much for calling in, and certainly do call us back. We're on every week. Call us back again next week, okay?
Okay, sure will.
Thanks again. Have a wonderful evening, okay?
Do the same.
All right, bye now. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hi there. Yes, I can. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? What is your comment? What is your pet peeve?
He just gave my pet peeve.
He did? Cell phones. We'll let you elaborate on what he said.
Well, to take it even a step further, the use of it in the street is just so now to the point that sometimes you wonder if someone is really crazy or not, you know, because you see people walking around talking to themselves, especially those who have the Bluetooth on.
Right.
But I think it's just very rude, not only in the supermarket, but also I've noticed it in the drugstores, just in places where you're, like you said, in line again.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in line trying to order something at a fast food place,
mm-hmm.
the cell phone usage is just getting to be a bit much.
Sure,
mm-hmm.
sure. And people just, you know, they just don't think about it. And I agree with you about, because I've turned around and responded to people because I thought they were talking to me, and they're actually on the phone, and they have the Bluetooth. So, you know, I didn't see them physically holding a phone. I'm just assuming they're talking to me. Then they just kind of point, oh, I'm on the phone. I'm like, okay, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Yes, yes. It's, you know, with the abundance of cell phones, I think people have really gotten carried away. And etiquette is so important to, you know, to be considerate of your surroundings. And we've talked even about this when there were people, you know, talking on the phone. And oftentimes, if they can't hear their party, you know, they're probably being heard just fine. But if they can't hear, they start screaming and shouting louder, saying, well, I can't hardly hear you, but that doesn't mean that the person can't not hear you. So, yeah, we have to keep that in mind as well. I thank you so much for calling and sharing with us this evening.
Thank you.
And please do call us again. Great comment.
We will. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, let's try to pull our next caller. Let's see. We have a lot of callers this evening. That's great. Hello. Caller, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, you do.
Hmm? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Okay, we will come back. Okay, I want to see if I can pick up a caller. Hello? Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Hello, I wanted to go back to, there were a couple callers that asked me to come back to them that they had an additional comment to make. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear
me? Hi.
Okay, I think we were going to come back to you with an additional
I believe
comment
so.
Or pet peeve. Okay, yes. What is your additional pet peeve?
Beeping the horn at the traffic light.
Talk about that. Elaborate.
You know, as soon as the light changed, you know, as soon as it's green, they're beeping the horn.
Yeah, oh, I can't stand
They don't give you time to take your foot from the brake to the gas. They're beeping
right.
their horn.
Right. Oh, that is so rude. That irks me so bad. And when people blow at me like that, I don't know if you feel this way, but I feel like just sitting there a few extra seconds just
yes.
because I did that.
Absolutely.
So because it is, it's so rude.
I usually wave,
yeah.
and then I leave.
That is great. That
I
is
say hi to them.
Sure, that is wonderful. I love it. But, you know, again, that's why we're doing this show, because we will never run out of topics. It's impossible, and unfortunately, we won't run out of topics because there's just, you know, there's so much rudeness, and people just, if they would live by the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, we wouldn't have that many topics to talk about, would we?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing. I think we're going to return also to another caller that had a different pet peeve. But thank you so much. I don't know if you want to stay with us.
No, I'm going to leave you now.
Well, I'm so glad you called. Please call us again. Thank you so much for wonderful comments that you made. And I'd love for you to call in again.
And thanks for accepting my call.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Please tell everyone your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Carol Johnson. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana.
All right, and what are some of your pet peeves?
Well, one of the main ones is when you're out in the restaurant. And you're out in the restaurant, all of a sudden, you're eating, you're right in the middle of your meal, and then you hear someone blowing their nose. I think that is so rude. Blowing their nose, and then after they blow their nose, they blow their nose in a napkin and just put it right in their plate. I mean, that is disgusting.
Oh, yes. Yes, that is a little rude. That's
very rude.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to the point you can lose your appetite behind that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like somebody wants to see that, you know, rolled up on your plate. That is gross.
And then another thing I have a problem with is like when people, you know, you're with a party, really a nice party, and you're out and you have a person in the party that's chewing gum, and then they'll chew their gum and they'll stick the gum on their plate, and after their meal they'll pick the gum back off their plate and start chewing. I mean, I can't quite understand that. That's pretty rude too, don't you think?
Right. Yes, it is. And gum really isn't that expensive, and I bet you could probably, you know, afford an extra piece or a piece, you know, after dinner. But, yes, I have seen people do that. Yeah, that is a turnoff because it does sit on their plate the entire time. So, yes. That is certainly a turnoff.
Yep, yes. That's it.
And, well, thank you so much for sharing. Those were great pet peeves. Like I said, we could go on and on and on. And, unfortunately, we are running out of time. I can't believe it. Pet peeves, and I thank everyone so much for calling in with your wonderful, wonderful comments. And those of you out there listening, please take these comments to heart. Oftentimes, these are some things that we don't even think about at all. You know, most of the times we just don't think about it until we actually hear about it. And it's, you know, and then we all have to take a self-check sometimes. So we must all do that. Again, you have been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway. I'm your host, Donna Paige Riley. It's been a pleasure speaking with you this evening. It's been great. I encourage every one of you, as I do each week, to feel good about yourself, be considerate of others, and be the best you can be. And please always remember that it's just nice to be nice. Thanks again for joining me. Please, please come back and join me next week for another episode of What is Etiquette Anyway? Thanks again for listening. It's been a pleasure. and good night, and God bless.